Well, one of the things that's been on my heart is that when you just in life, if you listen to people talk, most people will talk about things from a negative standpoint. It's very rare when you go into society and you just look at people posting comments on social media and you listen to people talk. Even in whether it's a business setting, a job setting, or family, people are always talking about, oh, woe is me, and what we're dealing with. We're not here to deny that we don't deal with issues. The Bible tells us that. And Jesus even said in John 16, he said that I've overcome the issues in this life. He said the things. He said that in this world, he said, you're going to have tribulation. What does that mean? You're going to have some obstacles. He said, but be of good cheer, be of good courage. I have overcome it. I've overcome these issues and problems. So this is the hope that we extend, that because Adam sinned, and because of all of that, and Adam missed it, and the authority that he had was given to the devil. And so even in the scripture, 2 Corinthians 4:4 talks about the devil being the god of this world. It even refers to him in Ephesians 2. He's the prince of the power of the air. And so we have an adversary. In 1 Timothy, I believe it's in chapter 6. It tells us that there's a fight of faith. So there's obstacles. That's what we're saying. But what we're here to do is to show us how we can overcome those obstacles. And we know from 2 Corinthians 5:7, we're to walk by faith and not by sight. And so when we talk about faith, the Bible has so much to talk about it. But we're to conduct our lives by operating in faith. Faith what? Faith-filled words. And so one of the things that I wanted to just go back and maybe not review, but just remind us what we've been doing in these last lesson or lessons is to just remind us of the power of God's word. We were sharing on Sunday about God being born again, not of what? Corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed. How? By the word of God. So we've been born again through faith in God's word. We believed unto righteousness, and we confessed with our mouth the Lord Jesus, and we became saved. So through the power and the confession and believing and confessing in God's word, we became a brand new person in Christ. Now Christ, his spirit, has taken up residence in us. And so as the scripture says in Galatians 2:20, it's no longer I that live, but it's Christ that now lives in me. And I live by how? The faith of the Son of God who loved me. Glory to God, and gave himself for me. So I want to touch again a little bit tonight on if we can look up Proverbs chapter 2, and wanted to just look at this particular scripture, Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 and 5 and 6 in the King James. And I want to look at this from when we say we're going to operate by faith, and a lot of people say, well, Lord, I need more faith or increase my faith. If you will look at this, it says, my son, if thou will receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, then thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord and find how the knowledge of God, for the Lord giveth wisdom, and out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. So where is faith going to come from? From the Word of God. So this is saying here that knowledge comes from the mouth of God. That's what this just said here. For the Lord giveth wisdom, and out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. So we know from the scripture that Psalm 119:130, it says, the entrance of his word giveth light. So what words came out of his mouth? The knowledge of God. So through the knowledge of God, we get the light of God. The entrance of his word, the entrance of knowledge gives light. And so in the Amplified, it says the entrance and unfolding of your words give light. Their unfolding give understanding and discernment and comprehension to the simple. So, John, we're just sharing some scriptures here. First John chapter 5 and verse 5 and 6 and 7, it says, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. So God is light. We're trying to lay a foundation here. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. And then we know from John 1:1, it says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So when we see that God is light, and the Word is God, then that means the Word is light, and the entrance of his Word gives light. Hallelujah. So when light comes, we're trying to lay a foundation here. When light comes, faith comes. When light comes, it comes through the words spoken from God's mouth, knowledge. Now here's another scripture, 2 Corinthians 4:6. 2 Corinthians 4:6. It says, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to do what? To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Where does light come from? From the knowledge of God, the knowledge of God. And as we continue on in this scripture, in 2 Corinthians 4:6, it says, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side. See, here's what we're talking about. We're going to be faced with obstacles and troubles. We're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed. You know, some of us have been perplexed. I know I've been, and sometimes in life, what am I going to do? I don't know what to do. But what does it say? But not in despair. We're not without an answer. And then it goes on, persecuted, but not forsaken. In other words, you could be persecuted, but it says you're not forsaken. God will not forsake you. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. Some translations say the liability. It says the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus, what? Might be made manifest in our bodies. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. Now this is the, see, I wanted to share all of this in context. When we look at verse 13, sometimes we pull that out and we don't look at what's before it. There's obstacles. But what are we supposed to do with those obstacles? We have power in the words that we speak. So this says here, we having what? The same spirit of faith. Who? The same spirit of faith that Paul had. The same spirit of faith that Moses had. The same spirit of faith that Daniel had. So we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, what? I believed, and therefore have I, what? Spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. So we can see from in verses 8, 9, and 10, we see a description here of how faith is supposed to react and respond to the challenges that we face in life. They may not be as extreme as this. They may be as extreme as this. But this is how we fight the fight of faith. That means that we're going to have obstacles in life because there's a devil. There's one that's trying to destroy us. Not us, but the one that's in us. So we see here how we're to respond. Here's another scripture to keep in mind. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 through 9, talking about the knowledge of God, the light of the knowledge of God, and how faith comes. So when faith accompanies, you could say, knowledge. When knowledge comes, faith is there. So listen to 2 Peter chapter 1 and verses 2 through 9. It says, grace and peace. Boy, we always say, oh boy, I want some grace and peace. I want grace and peace. Be what? Not just come, but be multiplied unto you. How? Through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord. So this says here that we're going to have grace and peace multiplied unto us through the knowledge. See how important it is to get and feed upon the knowledge of God. Why? Because light comes, the entrance of his word cometh through the knowledge of God. And when that comes, when revelation comes, faith is there. So this goes on, according as his divine power, listen to this again, according as his divine power hath. What does hath means? It means it's already been done. Hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. How? Through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Glory to God. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. How? Through the knowledge of God. That by these ye might be what? Partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue, knowledge. See, it's saying, add to virtue, knowledge. And to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. Now look at verse 8. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in what? The knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So what we were sharing on Sunday is that the Word of God is the seed of God. It's the incorruptible seed. And the entrance, or that seed, that word, has come out of his mouth. And he watches, Isaiah 55:11, he watches over his word to perform it. And he said that the word that I've spoken out of my mouth, it will not return unto me void, but what? It'll accomplish that which he pleases and do what? Prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. That's what we just got done reading here. It says in verse 8 of 2 Peter, it says, "For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren," what? "Nor unfruitful." That's what we just got done reading in Isaiah 55:11. You're not going to be unfruitful in the knowledge of God. So what are we really trying to tie here? When you have the knowledge of God, when the entrance of his word comes in, faith is there. When faith is there, I believe. And then what is one to do? What we read in 2 Corinthians 4:13. We believed, and therefore we speak. That's what it said. And then what it said, we too believe, and therefore we also believe, and therefore speak. So when knowledge comes, light comes, when that comes, faith is present. You will see something in the Word of God you didn't see. When you see it, then what are we to do? Act upon it. What does that mean? Speak. I act. I have. So what this means is that it doesn't mean you'll never have problems. It doesn't mean you're not going to have attacks in your body or in your life or in your finance. It doesn't mean you're not going to have attacks even in your personal life. Could be family, could be with your children, could be with a spouse. Something could come and attack you, but how are we to approach that? It says we are to live by faith. We're to operate in the love of God. Faith works by love, but we are to believe and speak. And this said here, right, in 1 Timothy 2, this is what we're talking about here. 1 Timothy 6, verse 12, it says, "Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast what? Professed," or confessed, "a good profession," or confession, "before many witnesses." So when I find myself in a faith fight, I'm to lay hold upon eternal life, lay hold upon the Word of God, and profess a good confession. So this is saying here that we have within us, through the knowledge of God, we have within us faith, but then we are to just not, you know, wring our hands and hope God shows up. No, he's there. He's expecting us now to speak, just like it says, have the faith of God. Mark 11:22, 23 and 24, it says, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain," this obstacle, this tribulation that I'm finding myself in, this issue, "I'm to speak to the mountain and command it to be removed and be cast into the sea." And what does it say? "If I will do that and doubt not, but believe that the things which I say shall come to pass," it says, "I will have whatsoever I say." So there is power in the words that we speak, and faith comes through the knowledge of God. And so we've been given these great and precious promises, as it says in 2 Peter, and it tells us, right, that if these things be in us and abound, so that means we're to add to it, we're to add to what we have. How did it say we do that? Through the knowledge of God. So we should be continually feeding and meditating on the Word of God, which is exactly what Joshua 1:8 says. It says, let not this book of the law depart out of where? Thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate in it day and night. And it says that you'll and may observe to do it. What does that mean? That you'll act upon it and to do according, that's all that's written therein. Then you'll make your way prosperous, and some say, and you'll have good success. So we need to remind ourselves that we're going to have obstacles in life, but God has given us, he's given the church dominion and authority here for the benefit of the church, not for the benefit of Jesus. He came to redeem mankind and to come and live in him. One thing, you know, if you remind, you know the story of the 12 spies that went into the promised land, and it says here in Numbers, let's just take a quick look at Numbers chapter 13 and verse 30 and 31 and 32, and it's, we know this story where God told them to go in. He said, I've given you the land, now go in and take it. So we know that they assigned individuals, one from each tribe, to go in. And so here we see in verse 30, it says, and Caleb, because they were, you know, wondering and mumbling, and this says here, Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us, what did he do? He said something. He believed God that he was able to do exactly what he said. He said here, and said, let us go up at once and do what? Possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Why? Because they believe God, because God told them to. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the son of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in there. So I have a question. Who got what they said? Both of them did. All of them did. They all got what they said. They got what they said, they couldn't do it, and that's what happened. And eventually, Caleb and Joshua went in, and they took the land. And so they had to bring in a new group, but they went in. So they all got what they said. So we need to watch what we say and believe God, trust God that what he said, he will watch over and produce. Now, when we look at Matthew, well, let me look here at the New Living Translation of Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 22. When we look at this particular scripture, we know in this great prayer by Paul to the church at Ephesus, starting in verse 17, but I wanted to just look at verse 22 in the New Living Translation. It says, God has put all things under the authority of Christ, and has made him, Christ, head over all things for the benefit of the church. And the church is his body. It is made full and complete by Christ, who fills all things everywhere with himself. So what are we saying? We're saying that we need to live out of this place of authority. We need to live out of the kingdom of God. We need to live in the covenant promises of God. Live out of his realities. Glory to God. It's no longer I that live, but it's who? Christ who lives in me. And the life that I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So when we look at Matthew 16, I want to look at verse in the Amplified Classic. In Matthew 16, we can see the authority that we've been given by Jesus, or you could say by the Father God through Jesus. But Jesus is speaking here. And this is a wonderful scripture here. It says, Matthew 16, verse 19, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind, declare to be improper and unlawful on earth, must be what is already bound in heaven. And whatsoever you loose, declare lawful on earth, must be what is already loosed in heaven. Let's look at that in the Passion Translation. Verse 19. It says, I will give you the keys of heaven's kingdom realm. See, we're talking about living out of the kingdom realm of God. I will give you the keys of heaven's kingdom realm to forbid. Who's supposed to be doing this? We are. We are to forbid on earth that which is what? Forbidden in heaven, and to release on earth that which is released in heaven. Glory to God. And the footnote in the Passion Translation, it says that which you permit on earth must already be permitted in heaven. I like the way that's written. It says, that which you forbid on earth must be that which is already forbidden in heaven, and that which you permit on earth must be that which is already permitted in heaven. So you ask yourself, what's forbidden in heaven? Fear, sickness, disease, worry, hatred, unrighteousness. So what are we supposed to do? We are to forbid it. And this says here, that which is forbidden in heaven, we have the right here and the authority to forbid it. We command it to stop and to cease, because we know the God of this world influences people to do things. So we can take authority over the ungodly spirits that are motivating people and command them to cease. And then here, what is allowed in heaven? Love, faith, peace, joy, righteousness. So we are to do what? Permit. We are to, it says here, if you permit this, you decree it, then what does it say? That which is permitted in heaven, we are to, as it says, that which we permit on earth. So we are to go in and to do what? Let the peace of God flow through us. We are to speak peace in settings. Speak and operate in the love of God. Speak, what are we to allow? Faith. We're to speak faith. So here, these are the things that we're talking about, is that we need to remind ourselves that faith must be accompanied, or faith is accompanied by knowledge. So faith comes when the knowledge of something comes, and that something is the Word of God. So when God's Word is received, this is why we were talking on Sunday about the sower sowing the seed, the sower sowing the Word of God. So when the Word of God is sown, then light comes. What happens? We looked at the four different types of ground. We had wayward, seed was thrown by the wayside. And it said that when somebody, in Matthew, it says, when that person understandeth it not. Well, when you look at that word understanding or understandeth it not, it understandeth means to consider. So when you don't consider something, what does that mean? That when you consider something, that means you receive it, you ponder on it to come to a conclusion of something. So when I consider something that you're saying, then I'm entertaining it, I'm pondering it, I'm thinking about it, and coming to a conclusion of whether I believe or I don't believe, but I have not rejected it. And this is what it says, when a person considers it not, that means you out and out reject it, which is exactly what the scripture says in Luke chapter 8. When you read there, it says the seed that was sown on the wayside was trodden down. When you look that word up, trodden, it means to be rejected. It means to be trampled on, disdained, or rejected. So those three types of ground that we talk, wayward ground, stony ground with a little earth, and ground that has other kinds of thorns and thistles, it does what? It chokes the word, or it doesn't have enough moisture and it shrivels up. So the good ground produces the fruit. So we can see here that words produce. So if we allow the Word of God to get into our heart, God wants us to do what? Speak words of faith, because words of faith will produce in our life. So we need not be, as the scripture says, when we're running into situations, this is in the 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 8 in the New Living Translation. This is another version or another way of saying what we read before. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8, it says, we are pressed on every side by what? Troubles. But we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down. Some areas of the country, maybe not in this country, but in other countries overseas, they may hunt down Christians. And it says, hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we're not destroyed. And then it says, through sufferings, our bodies continue to share in the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be seen in our lives. Yes, we live under constant danger of death because we serve Jesus, so that the life of Jesus will be evident in our dying bodies. So we need to remind ourselves that no matter what we face in life, maybe you're not facing anything, but at some point, the longer you live, you're going to face some trial or tribulation or obstacle or something that appears to be overwhelming. But you need to rise up and laugh in that situation and laugh at the devil, laugh at the obstacle, make yourself laugh in faith, and just begin to speak and say, I trust God. For every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no shadow of turning. And so there's no variableness or shadow of turning. And so we need to remind the one who's bringing the pressure that greater is he that's inside of me. Greater is the Word of God in me. Greater is this living faith in me. And live out of our hearts and not what we see. Because what we see will fail. It's temporal. But what we don't see is eternal. 2 Corinthians 4:18, I believe it says, that which we see is temporal, but what we don't see is eternal. And so the Word of God is eternal. And so it's spirit and it's life. And so I remind us that as we walk into this new year, that as we were confessing on Sunday, this is the best year that we will ever experience in our life. Maybe right now it's the worst year you're going through. Maybe all the stuff you're dealing with says that this is overwhelming. But you need to rise up and begin to confess from your heart that this is the best year that I will ever have in my life, the best year that I'll experience. My bank accounts are full. My body is whole. My family is whole. My children are whole. Everything I set my hands to is blessed, and I am blessed. And it's the best year that I will experience in everything that I do. And you need to get up and decree that, even when it doesn't look like it, because what does the scripture say? Faith, Hebrews 11:1, faith is the substance of things hoped for. That word hoped for is expected. So faith is the substance of things, something I expect. The evidence, my faith is the evidence of things what? Not seen. So something that you don't see. Maybe you haven't seen. Why would you need faith to decree something that you already have? Maybe you had a great year last year, but what? Next year or this year is going to be the best. It's going to be better than last year. That's something you haven't experienced yet. So faith needs to decree something not seen, something that you expect to happen. Glory to God. And so I would just encourage us and remind us that our words are to be faith-driven, faith-filled, coming from our heart and not our emotions, not our head. And I just rejoice. You know, one of the members came up after church on Sunday, and you know, I never heard a person share it the way they did. They said, you know, they're from another country, and they said, you know, they know English, but their first primary language was in this other language from the country they came from. And they said, you know, I've been trying to make confessions in English. And she said, it's more from my head. She said, but in my heart, she said, I'm beginning to write down these confessions in the language that I've been grown up on and raised in. She said, it comes from my heart. And I said, well, that's revelation for you. And so that just stirred me, because she saw something. She saw something from what we were sharing on Sunday that she wasn't making a connection the way she wanted to make, speaking words, but when it came from her heart in her native tongue, there was a connection. And that's really what we want. We want there to be a connection with heaven from our heart. That when we speak something from our heart, we have what? Confidence. Faith is having confidence. Faith is being sure that what I speak is coming to pass. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I trust you. You know, this stirs your heart a little bit. And you know, just go back and examine. We're to examine. Are we being fruitful in these areas? This is what 2 Peter chapter 1 said. It says here that we have all these things. We have grace and peace through the knowledge of God, or it's multiplied unto us through the knowledge of God. And then what did it go on to say? It says, according as his divine power hath given unto us these hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him. And then it goes on and it shares whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these great and precious promises, will be partakers of his divine nature. Glory to God. So we have to examine and see, are we being fruitful in every area of our life? And if we're not, then we need to make some adjustments. Maybe we're not speaking enough in this area. Maybe we're not feeding on the Word of God. Because remember, faith accompanies knowledge. And so when we have knowledge, maybe we need to feed a little bit more in a particular area. Maybe it might be in, you know, speaking over our finances or walking in the love of God. Well, how does one increase in that area? By and through the knowledge of God. So maybe we need to just feed upon those scriptures for a time being, and faith and confidence will come in that area. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for stirring our hearts and revealing the truth of God's word. Thank you that faith has come and faith has been stirred in the hearts of the listener. And Father, then what we need to do is act upon it. And so, Father, we thank you for this opportunity to share your precious word. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you're listening and perchance you may be out there, you know, most people that tune in, you know, or family, they're Christians. They've accepted Jesus as their Savior. So if you happen to be someone that just happened to tune in, or maybe you've tuned in later, and you don't know the Lord Jesus, you haven't asked him, you haven't acknowledged him as the Christ, the Savior of mankind, and you need to believe he is that, and that God raised him from the dead, and that you confess that. We say that with your mouth. Believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. It says what? You shall be saved. So let's say that's a simple prayer following what the scripture says. Let's say, Father God, I believe that you sent Jesus here to this earth to redeem mankind unto you and to restore to us our rightful place in Christ. And so, Father, I thank you that Jesus did that. I believe that he took my sins, took them to hell, and I believe, well, first he took my sins and he was crucified, and then when he died, he took and we were buried with him in hell. And when sin was paid for, I believe that we were raised from the dead and we were raised up and now are seated with him in this place of authority in Christ at the right hand of the Father. So if you confess that simple prayer and you meant that from your heart and you don't ever recall doing that, the scripture says that if you believed in your heart and confessed with your mouth, you shall be saved, or you are saved. And so if you said that simple prayer, then contact us as they've put up information there. Send us by email, or you can write to us to the ministry at Redeeming Love Christian Center, or you can call us by phone, 845-623-9300, and we will send out to you a packet of information as to who you have become in Christ. Glory to God.